Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in leaving. Somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given. And I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Believe I'm not going through that again. Well, you're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. The only thing changing is my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them. Burning with no way to put it out. Baby, there ain't no doubt. You're a foolhardy man.
Hello guys, welcome back. I have been very frazzled in here, and I replayed the same song two times, played the wrong cover of a song, but we liked it, so that's good. So from here on out, it's going to be very organized, and I apologize about that, but we just heard A Lesson in Leaving by Dottie West, White Sheet Walks Groove Tape Remix by Coltar of the Deepers, Here I Am by The Help, and 300 Dreams by After. So guys, we have some fun segments for you coming up. First, we're going to have Evie and DJ T, I'm not going to say the rest of it because it's too long, give us some jokes. So guys, please come up to the mic and tell some jokes.
Here's our first joke for the day. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Radio.
Radio who?
Radio not. Here I come.
Oh hey! My gosh! Wait, next time I should get the laugh track on here and play it after you say that. I'm going to... Yeah, we'll do that next time. Okay. And in the station with us right now, we have DJ Seal. And Levi, do you have a DJ name for yourself?
Not today.
Not today. And I'm going to interview them about something very important that we all attend. Well, everyone except for DJ T attended this morning, which is the annual Champlain Valley Cat Show that we all attended this morning.
That
and
convention.
Convention. I'm sorry. I want to hear about it from you guys and what you think about it. So please.
I really like cats. I am allergic, which was upsetting, but I had a great time. I didn't really get to pet any of them because I'd have to go run and wash my hands.
Yeah, that'd be problematic.
But no, it was great. I went with some awesome friends, and it was a bit of a cold walk, but we did it.
But we made it. And what was your favorite event that you saw, or favorite like thing you saw at the
cat fair? There weren't a lot of events. It was a pretty slow-paced.
Yeah, it wasn't like a dog show. The cats aren't really doing anything.
They don't do anything.
You were kind of just observing them.
I watched this guy like combing and brushing his cat and using all these like products and stuff. And dude, like this cat was was huge. Like,
yeah, like, there's, like, I don't realize how like, big it was like cats
a normal,
could be.
It was like a normal size cat, but its fur was like,
astronomical like fur.
Yeah, and he had so many like crazy products and stuff, like a whole setup.
Oh
and, like,
my god! Yeah, people had, like, take it really like, seriously.
Doing, like, I don't even know. Like, I was just thinking about what it would be like to do that competitively and to have your life like circle around these cat shows.
Like, do you think people like travel to and fro to cat shows?
I was listening to some of the people talk, and they're like, serious about it. They're like, yeah, I've been competing for about 22 years.
That's crazy. And like, I wonder if they have enemies at the shows.
Dude, absolutely. And
I'm sure.
Like, it's just, it's a crazy thing to think about. Like, imagine if your life like revolved around competitive cat shows.
I personally
think that's awesome.
I think it's great.
I think that's a
DJ
for sure.
Seal, can you tell us about
my personal favorite
this guy.
Part of the day was a friend that we met that we saw through, I don't know, how would you explain the like viewing situation? It was like a tent, a tarp situation, arena, have you?
Yes.
Of this really fun cat that took about 25 minutes to like go up these stairs.
Yeah. It was agility testing, right?
Riveting.
That's what the part of the show was, the agility section of the show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, and the greatest part is they were selling a lot of cat related things, as you'd imagine. Mm-hmm. Like, what are those little things that they shake at the cats? What are those called?
Like a stimmer.
We're gonna call them stimmers. They were shaking the stimmers at them, and there's so many different stimmers to be seen. And they also had cat.
Really good in there also.
Oh yeah, lots of feathers. And also, guys, this is not like technically promo for the cat show, but it is happening today and tomorrow in Burlington. So if you want to look it up, be my guest.
It is $15.
It is a hefty price to pay.
Best $15 I've ever spent.
But honestly, I'm glad I went. When else are you going to go to a cat show at school with your friends from home and your friends from school? Like, that doesn't happen really often, and we got to take up the opportunities to do so. Anyways, do you guys have anything else to say about the cat show while we're here?
Confirms my love for dogs.
Oh.
I can't get behind that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we're going to fight in the station, but we're going to play some more music.
Resolved.
Yeah, we'll get it resolved. We're going to listen to some Mazzy Star, which is a song I messed up before when I was getting frazzled, but don't worry, it's going to be awesome. Mazzy Star, this is from Abigail, I believe, right? DJ Seal?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So we're going to listen to that now.
Thank you. it's mine. Junk bond trader trying to sell a soccer star. Rich man in a poor man's clothes. The permanent installment of the daily dose.
Thank you. attractive to save. They say he rode on the back of a pickup, and he won't leave town. Do you remember his name? He's just a hero in a long line of heroes, looking for some lonely billboard to grace. They say he sprung from the skull of Athena. Think about your own head and the headache he gave. He's just a hero in a long line of heroes, looking for action at a price he can pay. They say he's famous, but no one can prove it. Make him an offer just to see what he'll say. Check out the dashboard lights, glowing all green and white. He feels safe in the dark. He wears his blue jeans tight. He's just a hero in a long line of heroes, looking for something attractive to save. They say he rode in on the back of a pickup, and he won't leave town till you remember his name. Check out the thinning hair, check out the aftershave, check out America, you're looking at it.
Don't.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We just heard Subterranean by the Foo Fighters, which is a song from Abby. I actually have not heard that song. It's more of a calm Foo Fighters song, which is not a very frequent thing to hear, but I very much enjoyed it. Soapstar Joe by Liz Phair, Left for USA for Fang, and Junk Bond Trailer by Elliot Smith, and In the Kingdom by Mazzy Star. I have Evie here with a little message for our listener. So, Ev, would you please share?
Yeah, so this is a PSA, and this is a PSA that's actually really close to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's very important.
It's very important. Have you ever been away from home, not a water fountain in sight, not a dollar in your pocket, and you're thirsty? You should consider bringing a water bottle with you. Staying hydrated is super important to your health and well-being, and having a water bottle on hand is a great way to ensure your body gets all the water it needs. Plus, you'll save money and the environment by not buying disposable bottles. And you can decorate your water bottle in cool ways. So next time you're out and about, bring a water bottle. This message is brought to you by your water-sipping DJs at 90.1 WERV FM Burlington.
Hey, and we got some water bottles in the station as we speak.
Yes.
Evie, would you care to share anything about your water bottle? That I feel like it's almost your emotional support water bottle at this point.
It actually is. I bring it everywhere with me. Mm-hmm. I'll bring it to a restaurant even though I know I'm getting water. I bring it to my friend's house. I've left it at my friend's house
okay.
for months on end.
Oh yeah, and then I accidentally stole it. It was a problem.
Stolen. I had to buy a new one, so now the
oh
new
my
one
God.
Is my now.
This was the controversy of the summer that you guys missed. I don't know why you would have heard about it, but this is what you missed in the big 2-0 tree, as we say.
Yeah.
The 2-0 tree. And do you feel like you there's a void in your heart when you forget your water bottle?
It's actually so sad because usually when I forget it, I usually end up needing it.
Right. It's always the worst time. Let me ask you a very specific question. What percent do you feel like empty without your water bottle? Like, let's say you went out somewhere that you don't have your water bottle and you just feel very empty. Like, what percent do you feel that? And explain why, please.
Out of, like, 100%, I'd probably feel, like, 67%
empty. And
just
why
because,
so?
Because, like, I always need water. And so, even my friends...
The human body is made of
on.
Water. Okay,
even
I'm
my
sorry.
Friends that make fun of me for bringing my water bottle are always like, wait, can I have a sip of your water bottle?
Yeah.
So, like, even though it might not be 67% of my whole body that needs the water, but it's
there's
definitely
there's a specific
other
percentage of others.
Yes.
And that should be noted.
Yeah, but it's always needed.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you for sharing that wisdom with us. Hopefully people will start to bring around more water bottles as they go and listening to this inspirational thing. Guys, it's turned almost, I guess it's almost 5. It's not officially 5. And the time has passed so fast. So we're going to play a couple more songs for you and then we're going to go. We're going to start with a song by The Help and then we're going to do some Brandi Carlile, maybe some Tame Impala to end it off, Hayley Williams. I don't know, guys. We'll see. It's going to be a big surprise. But we're going to start off with The Help. I hope you enjoy and we'll come back and talk to you in a couple minutes.
Something about us falling lost in our eyes. love song was playing on the radio. It made me kind of sad because it made me think of you. I don't wonder how you're doing, but I wish I didn't care, because I gave you all I had and got the worst of you. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found, 'cause without you around, I've been doing just fine. Except for any time I hear that song. Didn't it break your heart when you watched my smile fading? Did it ever cross your mind that one day the tables would be turned? They told me the best revenge would be a life well lived, and the strongest one that holds would be the hardest one to earn. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found, 'cause without you around, I've been doing just fine. Except for any time I hear that song. When I woke up in the morning, I was choking on some words. There were things unsaid between us, there were things you never told. That's twice you broke my heart down. The first was way back when, and to know you're still unhappy only makes it break again. By the way, I forgive you. After all, maybe I should thank you for giving me what I found, 'cause without you around, I've been doing just fine. By the way, I forgive you. I never will forget you for giving me what I found, 'cause without you around, for any time I hear that song.
September comes and takes the sun from your blonde hair. Who's your type, summer girl? Who will hold you tight till the fall comes and your life takes you away? Seeing you before the summer sun touched your pale skin, and now you're golden and sitting around the fire with my friends. What's what's your name, summer girl? Will you stay until September comes and your life takes you away? Who's your type, summer girl? Who will hold you tight till the fall comes and takes the sun from your blonde hair? Sucked out to sea and gone for good. Thank you.